Please take a nice position. Your back needs to be straight, your body relaxed, and your breathing calm and peaceful. Make sure that you can hold this position for the entire practice. This exercise is designed to train your mind to go in the direction you want it to go to. This process cannot be reached through the intellect, but instead through an internalization of the conscious into the subconscious. Let's start by creating our inner space. Focus your mind on your head, the forehead, the back of the head, the left side of the head, the right side of the head, the top of the head, and the bottom of the head, where your spine rests. Focus now by directing your eyes behind your closed lids towards the tip of your nose. By doing this, you help your ajna, your center of intuition, activate. Then start again the process of creating your inner space. Focus your mind on your head, the forehead, the back of the head, the left side of the head, the right side of the head, the top of the head, and the bottom of the head, where your spine rests. Focus by directing your eyes behind your closed lids toward the tip of your nose. Do this exercise 4 more times in your own rhythm, and remember to finish the process by focusing your mind on the tip of your nose to consciously activate your ajna center. Now that you are focused, I want you to visualize yourself walking down a busy street in the center of a city. Many people are walking around you, moving fast, without noticing you. There is a sense of urge, each individual running some personal errand. The buildings around you count many other people, each one busily occupied in filling office papers, telephoning, talking at important meetings, reading, and working on their computers. Everyone around you is very busy doing their things, and there are no apparent connections in any of those activities. Watch these people and this frenzy of a busy city from a distance. You are the observer, like in a motion movie. Look at what's going on around you without attaching any thoughts to it. Now, bring back your attention to yourself. Feel how this frenzy affects you. How do you want to react? I want you to keep a personal distance from strong emotions. Just notice them and let them go. You are the observer. look at its frenzy again. And now imagine that all these people are part of your own population of thoughts. Each one acts out some particular tendency, some perhaps forgotten interest of yours that you may have been holding, if only subconsciously. All together, they form that vast territory of your consciousness, which is your own mind. Do you have any control on all of them? Gaze calmly at all this activity and ask yourself, is this really who I am? Is any of it what I really want from life? What could I possibly accomplish by endlessly pursuing so many diverse, even conflicting goals and interests? Take a few moments here to ponder upon those thoughts. Now, I want you to start walking again. Go straight to the nearest school, which is just around the corner. Enter a classroom. It is empty. The kids are gone on a trip. I want you to stand in front of a blackboard. See the blackboard. Look at its size. How big is it? Look at the bottom of the blackboard. There is a box full of chalks and a cloth to wipe the board. See them clearly. Now, take a white chalk and picture your hand holding it. Start writing the number 1. Picture it clearly. Then start writing the number 2. See the movement of your hand holding the chalk. And carry on until you reach the number 21. If your mind starts to wander, go back and start again from number 1. Stay focused, just your hand writing the numbers and nothing else. When you have finished, put the chalk back into the box and take the cloth. See your hand holding it, and then wipe the board. Do it consciously, with focus and precision. The board must be nice and clean. Take the time you need. Then, put the cloth back into the box and take a red chalk. Now, I want you to look at your hand holding the red chalk and then start writing the ABC. Stay focused. It's a long task that is not especially exciting, but it is very important as you are now learning to control your mind to make it go where you want it to go. So start writing now. And if your mind starts wandering again, it's all right. Just start from letter A. Stay focused. You are just writing the ABC now. When you have finished, put the red chalk back into the box. Stay focused on every movement. Then take the cloth and wipe the blackboard to leave it completely clean. Take your time. It has to be very clean. Start again if you need to. After this exercise, look at the blackboard, look at its dimension, and look at the chalks and the cloth in the box. Then leave the room and leave the school. Go back in the street. Look around you. Has anything changed? Is it still as busy as it was before you entered the school? It is time to go. Start walking on the sidewalk again. Gradually, the crowds become thinner, the buildings lower and less imposing. Your sense of personal involvement is diminishing. The crowded downtown area lies behind you now. The street has become quiet. Follow the street as it leaves the city. Relish the fresh atmosphere of the countryside. This peace, you tell yourself gratefully, is what my heart truly wants. Enjoy that feeling of release from endless involvement in worldly ambitions and desires. Breathe the fresh air with all your lungs. Breathe again and feel your freedom and deep happiness. This place of calm is where your heart is. This place of calm and peace is what you deserve and what you need to work for, as everything that truly matters needs to be worked on with joyful commitment. Feel the power you have now. Feel your energy. Feel how it has changed. Take a couple of deep breaths and start to come back to the now. Feel your body. Feel how relaxed it is. Listen to the sounds far in the distance. And listen to the sounds in the room. The sounds of your own body. Bring back your consciousness to your entire being. Feel your energy. And start to slowly wriggle your fingers and toes. Feel free to take a deep stretch to gently awake your body. Open your eyes when you are ready.